Welcome to the Sober Q podcast.
Hi, my name is Will and I'm an alcoholic. The question is, how has our drinking made our lives unmanageable? And in my experience, from the beginning of my drinking career, there was external unmanageability as a result of my drinking. So at the beginning, it was relatively smaller consequences, like getting grounded by my parents and getting kicked out of a high school basketball game or a prom and getting in trouble in the neighborhood. And then it started to sort of escalate as my drinking career went on, getting arrested or ending up in the hospital and worse health effects. I gained a bunch of weight and I was falling down and bruising myself and scraping myself and hurting my knees. And later on, it caused even worse external problems, like my finances. I couldn't keep any of the money that I was making. My relationships with significant others were really suffering. And then at the end, I really wasn't able to show up to work consistently. So these are all factors that describe how my life was unmanageable from an external standpoint. I really didn't understand the true depth of what unmanageability really meant in terms of my whole life being unmanageable until I started looking at it from an internal perspective and what my life looks like from a sober place. And I started to see that what the big book describes on pages 60 to 62, there's one line that says, "Is he not under the delusion that he can wrest satisfaction out of this world if only he manages well?" And that is kind of what sums up this idea of unmanageability for me, is that I am under the delusion that on my own willpower, I can manage everything that's going on in the external sense. I can make my job go the way I think it should go, and the relationship and how I look physically and what people are thinking of me. And then if I can put all these pieces where they're supposed to go, then I will be satisfied and happy. Then I will feel okay. Inevitably, this fails because I've found that I'm a poor manager of my life. And then I end up getting upset. I become angry, indignant, self-pitying, like the book says. But like really what happens is the harder I try to manage all the areas of my life, the worse they go. When I came into AA, I was in tens of thousands of dollars worth of debt and was having trouble with my personal relationships. I didn't know it, but I was living in a constant state of fear. From the time I woke up, I was worried about what my boss was going to have me do at work and how long I was going to have to be there. And then I didn't get enough sleep and the thoughts were just racing. So when I look at unmanageability today, it's really from an internal and a spiritual standpoint. And I think coming into AA for the first time, this was really critical because when I was drinking, my life didn't feel unmanageable. After I'd had a couple beers in me, I was starting to feel relaxed and that things were going to be okay and that I didn't have to worry so much about managing the money and the girlfriend and the whatever else I had going on. So that's my perspective on the idea of unmanageability today, the ways that my drinking affected it, and then really the ways that alcoholism affected it outside of just the drinking. Thank you.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.